Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an acquired taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your mild panic attack having, can't get enough waffles, always wearing mismatched hats, scarves, and gloves friend.
And I'm Bethany, your iced tea drinking, false eyelash wearing, so over panicked about not being ready for Christmas that I'm now just post panic and I'm calm friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
all things holidays,
all
right?
All the holidays.
We are talking about your holiday emails you sent in.
We got so many funny and embarrassing stories from listeners about the holidays, so we figured, kind of like how we do our Halloween episode with spooky stories, we're doing the same format this time around with the holidays.
Yes, and also, in case you are looking for new traditions for the holidays, because we're releasing this a little bit earlier than we normally would, I have some new ways for you to celebrate the holidays based on history and different people and times.
I thought you were going to say based on your star sign.
No, but that would be good too.
And as a Pisces, it would be like, find a body of water where you can lay back and dream underneath the twilight.
Yeah, and as a Sagittarius, it would be like, find something to kill with an arrow. And I'd be like, yeah.
Did you hear about that family in Georgia that found an owl in their Christmas tree?
This is my dream. You sent me the article, and I'm going to click on it.
The story is from CNN. I'm going to link it in our show notes. A family in Georgia got a holiday surprise last week after they found an owl hiding inside of their Christmas tree.
Which is the dream, because the family this happened to, the mother is a big fan of owls. So there's like all these owl ornaments on the tree.
You know what? I'm a huge fan of owls, too. I've got owls like randomly placed all over my apartment.
Same. And they say sometimes that if you see a white owl, that's actually an alien and it's your brain's way of making sense of it.
One of the little kids says, Mama, that ornament scared me. And it was a live freaking owl.
So they called they're a local nature center, which told them, feed it some raw chicken.
Ew.
Because the bird might not have eaten for a while because they think it could have been there for days.
Oh, snap.
And then basically the employee stopped by the next day and caught it.
That's crazy.
It was an Eastern screech owl.
Can you imagine how that family slept that night? All the kids and all the parents in one room. Don't let the owl eat us.
That's crazy.
Oh, raw chicken. Blech, blech. Speaking of Christmas things, Christmas trees, Christmas songs, Mariah Carey unveiled a new video for All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's really cute.
First of all, she's iconic.
Yes.
I mean, how many people can say, I mean, not in a very long time, has anyone created a holiday song that also became a hit?
Yeah, no, it's true. Usually it's like, it's a holiday hit.
Yeah.
But seldom is it even that. It's there, and sometimes it comes on if Light FM doesn't know what else to play.
Right?
You know,
yes.
Between like Christmas and Sarajevo and like, you know, Yul Brynner.
So other than the classics, like I can think of just only a handful of songs where it's like, okay, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, All I Want for Christmas.
Wham, Last Christmas.
Yes.
And then like
NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Yeah, and then Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
Beyond that, Michael Bublé has got some really good stuff out there, but definitely not the level of Mariah Carey.
Right.
And I just freaking love her. She looks amazing in the new video. Her kids are in the new video.
Oh, those are her kids?
Yes.
Well, here's the other thing. At first, because we were watching it before we started recording, and I was kind of giving her crap for not re-recording the song, because she's clearly singing the original track.
But her voice is probably not the same, but who cares?
Right. And also, would we want a new recording? No, we would not.
No.
No, we would not.
It's kind of like that. I've heard people say this before. Listen, I love a good wedding band.
Yeah.
But I've also heard the argument, just get a DJ, because when the wedding band plays your favorite song, you're like, oh, I wish I was listening to the original version.
Yeah, exactly. Or when you go to a concert, like if you go to a Britney concert and Britney performs Oops, I Did It Again, but she does it in like a completely different style, like in a jazz style. That's not what you came for.
No, of course not. Luckily, Britney doesn't perform anything that's not recorded, so it's never in danger of happening.
Ever. And she doesn't even re-record it. She just does the original.
I was reading this story about a synagogue in Baltimore, like right outside of Baltimore. And this is a party that I want to be invited to. So their Rabbi Bevel Belinsky, he, for their Hanukkah party this year for the synagogue in the Ariel Jewish Center in Pikeville, Maryland, he hired the rabbi hired a mentalist and a handwriting expert to come to the Jewish community center and, like, party with people.
Dude!
And you know what they're also doing? Jewish Family Feud, where the rabbi is the MC.
Where?
This
what?
This is the type of religious organization that I want to be a part of.
Dude, having a mentalist and a handwriting expert, I would love to be told that I'm psychotic. Can you imagine? You go to your holiday party at your local synagogue and you leave finding out you're psychotic.
Because they're like, based on your handwriting.
Yeah, because your letters are all facing different directions.
Your A's and, like, look like knives.
And then they're like, everyone's whispering about you. But it's all in fun because it's all the holidays.
Also, another really cool thing about the synagogue is that the children built a giant menorah out of Legos.
Fun.
And they're actually lighting it. They put it on the front lawn. They're actually going to light it.
That's the way it should be.
I know.
I'll say this about some places throw a good party. My friend John works at Warner Music.
Yeah.
And they do a good party every year because they don't just have music and a performer. Last year, I think they had Lizzo.
Are you kidding me?
This year, they had these two guys who come in and they have all of these tiny Etch-a-Sketches.
Yeah.
And they will do your portrait in an Etch-a-Sketch while you wait. And then, like, they do something to it so it stays that way.
That's amazing.
And then you leave with your
Etch-a-Sketch.
Last year or the year before, they had these two people called the Bumbies.
Okay.
And if you follow them on Instagram, just the Bumbies.
The Bumbies.
And they will give an honest appraisal of your personality based on your appearance. And it's just like this man and woman, they're wearing sunglasses and bandanas over their face. You can't see what they look like. And they always type out something funny and amazing that, like, you're the current day Audrey Hepburn. You have many secrets, but no one knows what you're thinking at all times. Last year, you were in for Halloween as a cat, and everyone thought you were fantastic. Appearance, 9.8 out of 10.
Did you just do me, Bethany?
Yeah. So they're awesome. So, like, that's what they did last year at his holiday party. Some people get how to do a holiday party. This synagogue gets it, too.
Yes, they do.
Damn.
Have you heard about this? I don't even know how I feel about this. Have you heard this sort of scandal that's happening on Netflix about Jesus?
A scandalo?
A scandalo.
J'accuse.
There's this movie out. It's Brazilian Portuguese.
Okay.
It's called The First Temptation of Christ.
Okay.
Where Jesus is gay.
Oh.
And the whole thing is done in satire. Like, Mary is a weed smoker.
Okay.
Joseph is a carpenter that can't make anything for shit.
Okay.
And Jesus comes back after 40 days in the desert. He arrives in Nazareth, which, you know, is like the typical story. But he has his friend with him, a male companion named Orlando.
Oh, my gosh.
And Orlando at some point calls Jesus a naughty Capricorn.
Some people not going to be happy.
Christian groups in Brazil are really angry about this movie.
Yeah.
I turned it on for a little bit. You can get it in the United States.
And, okay.
You know, they're sub, what are the captions?
Subtitles. Yeah.
So you have to, like, really pay attention with the subtitles and stuff. I don't know. I didn't think it was that funny.
Is it meant to be funny? Is it meant to be disrespectful? Or is it just meant to be like a... just like a movie.
I couldn't tell. I think there was like a language barrier where I couldn't figure it out quite.
So obviously there are going to be people who think that this is disrespectful across the board.
Yeah, they're calling it a vilification of faith.
But I
don't know if I agree with that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not super religious, so obviously I'm going to be seeing this through a different lens.
Yeah.
But it sounds funny to me.
Apparently, Brazilian authorities are thinking about bringing criminal charges against the people who made this movie.
What?
And that is why I love living in America.
Wow. I wonder...
Freedom of speech,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's nuts.
I'm looking it up right now. One of the guys who stars in it said that, this is from businessinsider.com, for some Catholics here in Brazil, it's okay if Jesus is a bad guy, uses drugs, that's not the problem. The problem is he's gay. For them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is interesting. So, I don't know. I think that we need to be able to laugh at ourselves. I think that unless there's some insidious, darker underbelly that we're not aware of.
I think, yeah, sometimes it's okay to just laugh.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay
and
to laugh.
And if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I get it.
Can I share a bit of science with you?
Please. I love science.
Why are so few babies born on Christmas Day? Did you even know that? Like,
no.
Less babies are born on Christmas Day in the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. In England, it's the second least popular day behind December 26th, which is like the British Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And so I'll tell you why. This comes from livescience.com.
Because that would mean you get pregnant like March. My birthday is in December, December 15th.
So when were you?
Conceived? It would have had to be March. I used to think it was April because I did the math wrong. And I thought my parents were just so relieved they got their taxes done that like... But now that I know that my parents never had sex, not even once, and that I just was made by a wish and a dream.
You and Jesus both?
Yep.
So I'll tell you why. It has nothing to do with when babies are conceived. It's because of cesareans. It's because because it's a holiday. Doctors don't schedule C-sections, or they don't, if you're like going over like a couple days over, they'll induce you on a specific day.
Yeah.
Doctors don't schedule to induce their patients or cesareans on that day because it's a holiday.
That makes sense.
So I guess they can't stop births from happening.
Right. You can't.
You can't. You can't. I mean, it's if the baby's happen. Coming, I know someone who was born on the 25th.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't Jesus. You,
Jesus. And well, and then I have another friend who was born on the 25th. Don't you know anybody who was born on the 25th?
I don't.
Really?
I don't. Huh. No. I did see a card in at Paper Source that said, happy birthday and Christmas for those people.
For like the minute percent of the population.
Yeah, yeah.
Bethany, what is like the one thing that you know nobody's going to get you this Christmas season, this holiday season, that you really, truly want? Like, it doesn't have to be outrageous, but it should be.
I mean, I know no one's going to get me a micro pony. Do you want a real
answer? You have nowhere to keep it.
My apartment.
No, you cannot keep a micro pony.
It's the size of a Labrador.
You need like a trough.
Smaller than a Labrador.
I think micro ponies need a trough. They need like land to run around in.
I have office closet.
I guess Central Park.
That's what I would love. I don't think I'm getting that. Mm. That would be like, that is a thing I actually really want, but it's not going to happen.
One day when you buy your farm.
Yeah. So that, and also, you know, like a really expensive wool suit, like a stylish high-waisted, you know, like a wide leg.
Yeah.
Like a Shiv Roy suit.
Yeah.
What about you?
I want, oh God, it's so pathetic. It's so basic bitch of me. I want the Peloton treadmill. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I want it so badly. So
Peloton
badly.
Peloton is taking off.
When I finally buy myself one, that's when you know I have made it.
How much are they? Several thousand? 4,000?
Like
5,000?
More than $4,000. More than $4,000.
Where would
insane.
You put it?
I don't see. I don't have anywhere to put it.
You would have to put it. I cannot think of a place in your apartment you would put that.
I don't have any place to put it. You know what kills me is that for the Peloton bike, there's like a commercial that they've shown in the past where one of the spouses is on the bike riding it and the other spouse is sleeping in bed in the same room. I'm like,
no way.
In what world is this happening where
it's
the other person's not waking up? Get
it's not that
here.
Quiet. There's,
no.
You've used it before at a hotel or something, right?
Yes, it's not that quiet.
It's not that quiet. Yeah. No, you're not going to get it, but I can't wait until you get it for yourself.
Quick, holiday trivia. Bethany,
in
the song Frosty the Snowman,
what
made Frosty come to life?
A hat.
An old silk hat.
An old silk hat.
Wow, I can't believe you remember
Obviously.
That.
Obviously, come on.
Quick, trivia. What Christmas decoration originally was made from strands of silver?
Tinsel.
Girlfriend.
What's it made from now?
All right, one more before we wrap up this section.
Okay.
Which Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch?
Eggnog.
Blech.
Love it. Blech. Never get drunk on eggnog. That is the worst hangover I've ever had besides red wine.
Disgusting.
Awful, awful, awful. Kathleen,
yes.
How is Santa supposed to come if you're tossing and turning at night? You have to sleep or he won't come.
Yeah, I'll get no presents if I'm not sleeping.
Exactly. You need a purple mattress.
Yes, because Purple Mattress is the best mattress to get the kind of rest that you need when Santa's sliding down your chimney like a burglar in the night to ravage your house and your wife.
That's the part they never tell you about when you're a kid. Look, if you've been struggling to find a good night's sleep, you have to try a purple mattress. The purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced. It uses brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist.
A rocket scientist?
Mm-hmm. It's not the memory foam you're used to. It's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported, but it still feels really comfortable.
And if you're one of those people that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, Purple Mattress has this amazing zero gravity feel, so you can sleep in any position.
Plus, it's breathable, so if you're like me and you sleep hot, too hot, it sleeps cool.
So with Purple Mattress, you get a 100-night risk-free trial. So if you're not totally satisfied, you can return this mattress for a full refund.
It's backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup. They even take your old mattress away.
And right now, our listeners are getting a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress.
That's in addition to the other great free gifts they're offering site-wide, too.
Just text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to the numbers 84888.
That's the only way to get this free pillow. So text TASTE to 84888.
That's TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. All right, Kathleen, let's get into it.
Embarrassing holiday stories.
Okay, this is from Nikki. Well, ladies, this isn't a story about family and friends, but a story about me. At work, they've always put up poinsettias throughout the office starting right around Thanksgiving. It's honestly like Christmas happens overnight. Well, one year in 2012, they decided to put up the whole decorations in the middle of the day.
Oh, no.
I think you can see where this is going. I don't see where it's going. I can't wait to be excited. I have a tendency to be very clumsy, round corners quickly, and walk briskly. On this fateful day in 2012, I was leaving a meeting talking to one of the executives at my company. I rounded the corner so fast and fell into a giant poinsettia display. I broke four of the plants. I had dirt all over my clothes and face. It literally took two people to pull me up out of it. So much yelping, people trying to help strategically how to stand back up without breaking more poinsettias. For the next week, they literally put up caution tape and one of those bathroom mopping no slip signs, which I imagine takes some of the joyousness out of the display. I still work at this company, and every year to this day, they send an office notification out of when they plan to put up the poinsettia display each year. Yep, they send it because of me.
Oh, the best part is when she stands up, she's covered in dirt.
Dirt. Total dirt.
See, poinsettias are tricky because they're great for offices.
Yeah.
Not great for home with pets.
No, they're poisonous.
And they're great for outside.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kathleen, do you have one?
Yeah.
Hi, ladies.
What's up?
Taste bud Laura here.
What's up?
Right before Christmas last year, I had just gotten engaged to my wonderful fiance, Adam. My family was really excited, especially my grandma and her sister, because I'm the oldest of the grandchildren, so there hasn't been a wedding in a long time. Well, on Christmas Day, as everyone was sitting around the tree exchanging presents and whatnot, my grandma's sister, Aunt Suzanne, handed me a box and she said, "This is for both you and Adam." And then she winked at me.
Oh, no.
So my grandma overheard what Aunt Suzanne said to me, you know, the part where this is for both of you. And my grandma, slow motion, jumped out of her chair and was yelling, "Don't open that! Don't open that, Suze! I told you no!" I just sat there in bewilderment watching the two old ladies yell at each other. Aunt Suzanne started saying, "We need great grandbabies, Rose. I'm just helping them out."
Oh, God.
My grandma turned to me, and in front of everyone, she said, "Laura, you open that tomorrow when you're alone and when it's not Jesus's birthday." Oh, God. Let me paint the picture for you. Grandma and Aunt Suzanne are 85-year-old twins, and they're so darling with their short gray bob haircuts and endless supply of velour elastic waistband pants.
They sound amazing.
And those, you know, those tan Velcro shoes with the rubber soles that are like 3 inches thick?
Yep.
They are two peas in a pod. Later in the evening, my fiancé and I snuck upstairs with the unopened gift, and we discovered that there was lingerie and sex toys in the box.
Oh, gosh.
There was even a whole kit of edible body oils and flavors like pumpkin pie and sugar cookie.
Oh, that's awful.
I can't. That's so embarrassing.
Shame.
We got married over the summer, and on Thanksgiving this year, I announced to everyone that Adam and I are expecting a baby. And at the table, after we did our big reveal, Aunt Suzanne looked at my grandma and exclaimed, "It worked!" Then we all went back to eating our turkey and our stuffing, LOL. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, Bethany and Kathleen. I love you both.
All right, this is from Gianna. Growing up, we always went to my mom's brother's house for Christmas. So your uncle's.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was all about decorating the house, your aunt. I'm just being a jerk. His wife was all about decorating the house very extravagantly in the spirit of Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
This year in particular, she covered the entire house in candles. Every surface, every shelf. She even had candles hanging from the ceilings. That is not safe.
That sounds time consuming.
I was about 6 years old and the entire family was surrounding the Christmas tree while the children unwrapped their gifts. My mom had one of those giant handheld video cameras from the late 90s and she was panning around the room trying to capture the best angle of me opening my presents. Watching that video back, you must have been puking.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. My mother has always had extremely long, big hair, and well, I think you know where this is going. She must have leaned too far back into an array of candles sitting on the fireplace because in seconds her entire head of hair went up in flames. Like,
oh, God.
The camera fell to the floor, and my mom began running around the room screaming bloody murder while her head was engulfed in flames. Her brother saw the opportunity and picked up the camera to videotape the rest of the commotion.
Oh, my God.
Good job, brother.
Oh,
that is professional.
God.
That is what you do. The whole room was a frenzy, family running around. My mom was screaming. The kids were laughing hysterically. Suddenly, my grandfather came up behind my mom and dumped a huge bowl of water on her head. The whole room froze.
Oh, my God.
After a few seconds of silence, the entire family burst into laughter and proceeded to blow the candles out. We still have the video from the camcorder capturing all of the pandemonium from that night. I think it's safe to say I will never, ever forget that Christmas.
I would pay to see that footage.
I would too. I wonder if mom's hair survived. Probably not. Mom probably got a candle haircut.
Oh my God.
That's what they call in Sweden, a good old candle haircut.
All right, this comes from Taste Bud Emily.
Okay.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. I have to tell you about this one Christmas where my grandma invited her new boyfriend over to our family's house on Christmas Eve.
I love old people dating.
Now, Christmas Eve is a very big deal in my family. Everyone comes home on the 23rd, and then we spend all of Christmas Eve day making cookies in our pajamas and drinking spiked hot chocolate. I have four siblings, and there's a lot of us, so the day is really fun. So for dinner, it's also a tradition that we eat a big, giant, steaming bowl of pasta fazool.
Oh!
We were all pretty sauced by the time that my grandmother arrived with her new boy toy, because we've been drinking all day. Oh, man, I would kill for some spiked hot chocolate right now.
Right now.
Oh, so good. Some peppermint schnapps.
Should we pause this whole thing? I can run down the street. Get us hot chocolate and some, like, schnapps to put it in.
Actually, that's a really good idea. It's good. It's a,
okay, we'll go.
We'll be right back. Gentle listener. Right. So when we were setting the table, my grandmother whispered into my father's ear that she forgot to tell him that her new boyfriend is a vegetarian. Now, not
that's
a
big thing.
Not a big deal, but my dad makes his fazool with sausage.
That's a thing.
Panicked, my dad ran to the kitchen and found an old can of some sort of vegetarian chili. He added some vegetable broth and some of the fresh veggies from the soup, and he whipped up like a decent makeshift veggie soup for my grandma's boyfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it turns out that the can of vegetarian chili must have been expired because Jima's boyfriend ran to the bathroom no less than 5 minutes after we all sat down to dinner, and he stayed there for 3 hours.
Oh,
and while
no.
he was in there, the smells that he was releasing permeated the whole damn house.
We
even tried to put out the fire in the fireplace because the heat was making it worse.
Oh God.
And then my older brother threw some water on the fire, which just made the whole house steam. So we were literally walking around in a steaming pile of poo.
Oh no.
Then it gets worse. Our other bathroom was being renovated, so we only had one bathroom. So everyone in my family was taking turns to go pee outside in the backyard because our bellies were full of alcohol and soup. Even grandma peed outside. Then it got worse. Grandma's boyfriend opened the bathroom door and started yelling for grandma because he'd run out of toilet paper. This man managed to go through a whole package of 12 rolls that my mother had just purchased. When my dad heard that the toilet paper was gone, he started yelling that we needed to call 911 because no human should ever need that much toilet paper in one sitting. Then my mom and my sister went down to the basement and started singing Christmas carols to the pipes so that they would stay happy and that they wouldn't burst.
That poor man. That poor man.
The whole night was horrendously hilarious and smelly. Eventually, my parents made my siblings and I go to the Dunkin' Donuts around the corner so my grandma's boyfriend wasn't humiliated when he finally emerged from the shitter.
That was really nice of them.
We stayed there until 11 p.m. when they were closing up shop. The owner felt so bad for us that he sent us home with a dozen free donuts and hot chocolate. It was the poopy Christmas Eve that truly came full circle.
Oh, no. I wonder if grandma stayed with that guy, if he was like too mortified to ever come back. I would never come back.
No, I would never come back.
I'd break up.
I would move to another country.
Yeah, relationship over. Like, I couldn't. You don't come back from that.
Oh, God. Oh, God. When the brother throws the water on the fireplace and the house is full of poopy steam.
That was just a steam room of poo. Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. I probably shouldn't even share this with you because my sister still feels so much shame over what happened, but it's too funny not to put it out into the world. So maybe change my name to something you'd read in a Victorian novel, maybe Claudette.
Oh, hello, Claudette.
Which is great. So this is from Claudette. My sister and her wife were having a holiday party 3 years ago. Now, her parties are definitely NSFW. A lot of her friends come dressed in holiday-themed short shorts or as sexy Santas and Mrs. Clauses. Imagine the gay pride parade festiveness, but Christmas style. Get my drift?
Yes,
I'd go to that party. So my dad and my stepmom used to always jokingly give my sister and her wife a hard time for never being invited to these parties and would jokingly threaten to show up. Of course they never did. until 1 year.
No! Oh, God.
The party was probably about halfway through. I want to say it was like 10:30 or something. My sister's wife had come up with the idea that they were going to hold an ugly sweater parade sometime during the night. She wanted the party parade to go all around the house and then outside into the yard. They even hired someone to come and put up all those amazing Christmas lights and decorations in their backyard for the party.
Oh, I want to go to this party.
I know, this is great. When my sister-in-law drunkenly announced to the party that it was time for the parade to begin, my sister ran into the bedroom saying she had a surprise or something.
Oh.
Well, OMG, my sister emerged from her room in one of those boob reindeer sweaters. It's the one where I've never seen these
before. My God.
It's the one where a woman puts her naked boob through holes in the sweater and then puts a red Rudolph nose on her nipple and two googly eyes on her upper breast.
Yes, I've seen these.
I've never seen
them on the internet. Yep.
That's what my sister was wearing, except it was a double reindeer sweater, so both of her boobs were on display.
No, a double reindeer. No, stop.
Double reindeer double all the way. People were in hysterics over her X-rated ugly Christmas sweater, and with the music and the fanfare, my dad and my stepmom managed to slip in the front door unnoticed. One of my sister's friends eventually tapped me on the shoulder and whispered in my ear that my dad was there.
Oh, no.
But by then, it was too late.
Oh, God, I'm mortified.
My sister was parading around the living room and the backyard, merrily jiggling up and down to Dominic the Donkey as the leader of the ugly sweater parade.
Oh, no.
She even had on these crazy holiday eyeglasses where the front of the glasses are filtered with decorations and you can only see out of little holes between the lens decoration.
I know those glasses.
I only include this detail to let y'all know that my sister couldn't see very well with the glasses on, and maybe that's why she didn't see Dad at the door. I watched in delighted horror at the look on my dad and stepmom's faces as they witnessed it all.
Oh, my goodness.
Turns out they'd come from a different party and decided to swing on by their way home. My dad's jaw was on the floor, but my stepmom was loving every second of the quote-unquote show.
Amen.
It all came to a screeching halt when my sister and her sexy Santa conga line made their way around the house and in through the front door where, bam, she saw her parents just standing there.
No.
The scream that came from her body was so ethereal and primal that I swear to God the house shook.
Oh, gosh.
My sister fell to the floor to cover her naked breasts and started screaming for her wife to bring over a blanket. But the music was so loud, there were so many people there, that it just turned into a huge mess of a traffic jam parade behind my sister, who was huddled with her bare breasts on the floor.
I'm embarrassed for her. I'm so embarrassed for her.
This is amazing. After a few seconds, she grabbed the doormat by the front door and held it to her chest as she struggled to stand up. On the doormat was a picture of two reindeer having butt sex with the words, "Rudolph with that ass so tight" in fancy script.
Where do you get that?
At this point, people realized what was going on, and my sister's wife ran up to rescue her. But between my dad and the doormat and the sweater boobs, she couldn't keep it together and fell to the floor, shaking with the most rippling belly laughs I'd ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Not knowing what to do, my dad, who was wearing a freaking Santa hat from his previous party, opened his wallet, pulled out some cash, and threw it in the air, and in a deep Santa voice yelled, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night," and twirled around before running out the front door.
God. Oh, my God.
Like, what the hell? I was laughing so hard I could barely see through the tears. My sister and my father have never spoken about what happened.
Oh, no, no.
But my stepmom and I send each other texts on the anniversary of the party every year, and we both have a good laugh.
Oh.
Thanks for letting me share. Love you both and the podcast so much. That's from Claudette.
Oh, my God.
We have to stop there. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. The mat.
The mat. Rudolph with his ass so tight. We love Zola.
Zola is the coolest service. If you're getting married or you're having a baby, anytime you need a registry,
yeah,
Zola is there for you to take care of all of your online registry needs from start to finish.
It's everything that you have to do in one website, because there are about a million choices you have to make when you're planning that wedding and a million things that you haven't even thought of yet. But Zola has helped over 1 million couples get married. They have everything you need to plan your wedding.
Everything from invites and paper to planning to ideas for things that you need to register register for, Zola does it all for you.
So here's how you start. You start your free wedding website on Zola so guests can find all of your wedding info in one place. They have hundreds of gorgeous designs in every style. Easy to create your site in just minutes. You can add a custom URL and even password protection so the crazies don't come.
No crazies.
And there's an FAQ page so you don't have to answer those awkward questions in person like our kids invited. You can just be like, nah, in the FAQ. Just write NAH, period.
And they have a mix of gifts and experiences and, you know, that very cool thing that people are doing these days, the honeymoon fund.
And my favorite part, if there's something on your wedding registry that you don't get, you get 20% off post-wedding if you buy that thing then. It's the best discount around. It's so great.
Plus, all the other benefits like free shipping and returns, free exchanges, price matching, group gifting, and so much more.
If you're not using Zola to plan your wedding, you're making it harder on yourself.
Yes, you are. And my old intern works there, and she loves it.
Shout out.
Yes.
Plus, Zola's going to help you collect addresses and track online RSVPs with their free guest list manager. They're even going to address your envelopes for free.
How handy is that?
So sign up at Zola.com/taste today to get your free personalized paper sample.
Then use the code word SAVE and the numbers 50, so that's SAVE50, to get 50% off of your Save the Date.
So again, go to Zola.com/taste and use the promo code SAVE50.
We love Blue Apron. I went into my Blue Apron account and changed my menu to be vegetarian.
That's so nice.
Isn't it cool?
This time of year can be so stressful. So Blue Apron is going to help you take the edge off of that stress.
Hell yeah. I have my first meal delivery coming on Jan 2.
Perfect.
So I'm ready to cook for the new year.
Blue Apron offers flexible menu options with an ever-changing mix of meat and fish, plant-forward and vegetarian recipes. You can choose from a variety of chef-designed recipes and then get perfectly portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. And then you cook it yourself, but it's already like portioned out and bought for you.
And when I'm cooking Blue Apron, just like looking at their techniques and their tips and all these sorts of foods that I'm getting, I've learned so much about cooking. It's actually a joy when I get home and it's time to make my Blue Apron dinner. Cooking isn't a burden for me anymore.
And if you're like me and you're not a great cook,
yeah,
Blue Apron takes you by the hand and walks you step by step through the process. The only thing I wish they would add is like after each instruction, just a little note that says you're doing great, but like it's implied.
So bring the magic back to your kitchen and enjoy a home-cooked meal. Check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/taste.
That's blueapron.com/taste. Blue Apron. Cook more. We asked you all to give Hallmark a bit of a clue because Hallmark movies are coming under fire now, but we've been saying it for a while.
Yeah.
They're mostly two white people have cisgendered straight love because of the holidays, and we would love to see a little bit more representation and diversity. So we were like, hey,
we have a homework assignment for you guys. Send us your ideas. So it turns out the homework assignment was a little bit complicated because we didn't really get that many ideas, and that's okay. I don't do homework like that. My life doesn't depend on it either.
But the ones we did get, I like a lot. Listener Noah sent us a link to a trailer for a film that is called Seasons of Love. Noah says it's going to be the first women-centric queer holiday movie. It looks fantastic. Think Love Actually, but gay.
Oh.
So that's awesome.
Cool.
So keep an eye out for Season of Love.
Can I blow your mind for a second about Love Actually?
Tell me.
It was a meme, and I posted it on our Choir Taste Facebook page the other day.
Yeah.
So from Love Actually, the little boy who plays the drums, like Liam Neeson's son.
Yeah.
And then Keira Knightley, who's like plays, she's a new wife.
Yeah.
Bethany. There is only a 5-year difference between those two actors.
Are you serious?
Yes, that little boy when he filmed Love Actually was 13 years old and Keira Knightley was only 18 years old when she filmed Love Actually.
That's crazy.
Between those two characters.
And he glowed up, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen it. He was in Game of Thrones.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah.
We also got an email from Dana. This is Dana's movie plot. Liam, a fashionable college student studying marketing, picks up a part-time job at the local department store during the holiday season for some extra cash. The store does its own Santa setup with photos, and Liam develops a crush on one of the elves.
Oh.
Nathan, a 26-year-old struggling actor, picks up a seasonal gig as one of Santa's elves for a department store, hoping it'll add something to his resume, because acting resume is always so good when you have a Santa elf on there. What he didn't expect was to become infatuated with Liam. As fate would have it, the two young men find themselves on break at the same time, and a Christmas love story unfolds between an elf and a man who sells dress shirts.
Oh, I
would
love
watch
it.
That.
I would watch it.
I would watch it.
As long as my least favorite actor isn't in it, I would watch it. Will Ferrell.
What?
Hate that guy.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't hate him. I don't hate anybody.
He's a producer on Succession. What is wrong with you?
I don't hate him. It's just I don't like his movies. And I didn't like the movie Elf, even though Zooey Deschanel is in it. And you know she's my number one.
She is your number one.
I went to her holiday concert just a few weekends ago here in New York City. Yeah, I can't.
What is it about Elf you don't like?
Will Ferrell.
He just grates on
you,
huh?
I know, it's unpopular opinion.
I mean, it's a great movie, but you know what? You're allowed to feel the way you feel.
All right, I have Caitlin, our beloved listener, Taste Bud Caitlin.
Yeah.
She sent us a movie. Bethany, her plot line is like 5 pages long.
Whoa.
But I want to tell you, it's about this gay couple, Brandon and Casey, and how they meet on Christmas and sort of this magical way.
Yeah.
But they're long distance, like they don't live anywhere near each other.
Yeah.
And then the movie ends where Brandon is standing in front of a mirror in a tux next to a worn out piece of paper that has a to-do list on it. And there are check marks next to 4 out of the 5 items. Item number 1, try long distance for a year, check mark.
Oh.
Item number 2, move in together, check mark. Item number 3, get a dog, check mark. Item number 4, propose, check mark. Item number 5, marry Casey. And then he's in his tux in front of the mirror, and then he puts a check mark on the piece of paper, and they get married on Christmas.
I've got chills, Caitlin. Love it. We also got a request from a taste bud asking us to write our own Hallmark movies.
Okay, we can do that.
Did you do that, Kathleen?
I did.
Did you do that homework?
Did we get
you to do that homework?
It took me a while, and then I like turned on the TV and got some inspiration. So, yeah, I did my homework. I want to hear yours first, though, Bethany.
Okay. This story follows a woman.
Okay.
Her name is Grizabelle.
Grizabelle?
Yeah.
It's an ugly name.
You're an ugly name!
I'm sorry, Grizabelle.
Fine.
It sounds
fine.
Like,
I'll change the name.
It sounds like grizzly, like a bear. Is she a bear?
No, she's a woman.
She was a forest animal. It would be a better name.
This story follows a woman.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Freya St. John. She runs a creepy old bookshop that never gets clients. She doesn't hate the holidays, but because her entire family died mysteriously during a murder mystery party back in 1997, Christmas just hasn't been the same anymore.
During a murder mystery party?
They all died.
Is this a scary story or a heartwarming holiday story?
It's a holiday story.
All right.
Pay attention.
Uh-huh.
So as she prepares her store for the winter solstice coming up, a serious man walks into her bookshop. Bookshop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, shop.
Just shoppe. The man is dressed very anachronistically. He has a top hat and a cravat.
What's a cravat?
It's the thing at the neck.
Oh, an ascot?
Maybe I mean ascot.
I thought a cravat was a something you make Moroccan chickpeas in.
No, a cravat is like a wide strip of fabric worn by men about the neck and tucked into an open neck shirt. Yeah, it's like a cravat.
Oh, I'm thinking of a trevine.
A trevine. What the hell is it? That's never a word I've heard before.
What do you make Moroccan
a terrine
chick? Peas in
a trivet.
I'm just confused. Sorry.
What is it?
No, you need. I'm confused. What's trevine? What I said trevine
is a ravine that you traverse.
Trevine.
We trevined the Grand Canyon.
What is? And then you can like put it in the microwave. It's like a clay dish for Moroccan food. A tagine.
What the fuck is a tagine?
A tagine. It's a clay tagine. It's a thing. It's like.
Oh.
Yes. You know, now that we've both looked it up, it's like this orange clay pot that you serve Moroccan food in.
You know what? I was watching Midsummer Murders last night, and the wife was holding one of those. I didn't know what it was.
Good story.
Whoa.
I'm so full of the jovial Christmas spirit.
You're just mad because you didn't know what a trevine is.
I know what a trevine is. It's a river.
That word is not a word. Trevine's not even a word.
Trevine is a word.
No, it's literally not. I just Googled it. It's permanent makeup and skin technology, but not out of the U.S.
I'm thinking of the ravine.
Can we get back to my story?
Not to be confused with the tributary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's wearing a cravat.
A cravat.
Okay. As I was saying, a serious man walks into her bookshop. O-P-P-E.
Okay.
He's dressed very anachronistically. He's wearing a top hat and a cravat. He also has a walking cane.
Mm.
Does it have a skull on top? Probably. We can't tell. He's wearing gloves.
Okay.
Organ music plays as soon as he enters the store.
Where's the organ music coming from?
Exactly. She doesn't have an organ in the store. The organ has been away for repairs for 6 weeks now.
So where's the music coming from?
Don't know.
From her iPod?
She didn't have an iPod. What year is this? So the man introduces himself as Alistair. He's terribly sorry. He's lost. And could she help him?
Well, yeah, of course she can.
Of course she can. Yeah. It's the solstice.
I mean, she doesn't have any family, but she doesn't have anything better to do.
Right. Yeah. She's got to run her bookshop, but no one's going to come in, So turns out he has been told by a wise old crone to follow this raven, and he lost track of the raven down her block.
A wise old crone? Yeah. Is that like a mobster?
No, it's an old woman.
Oh.
It's one of the three stages of being a woman.
Oh, that's news to me.
Virgin.
Does that come after menopause?
Mother crone, yeah.
Crone.
Yeah.
Menopause, then crone.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Okay, so anyway, that's what your doctors tell you. It's like, oh, you're a crone now. So he's like, I lost my raven down the block. I lost sight of the raven, and I need to follow this raven. Will you help me? She's like, of course I'm going to help you.
Okay.
So she locks the store. No, it doesn't matter. No,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
And they go on this adventure. So the rest of the movie is them like going on all these adventures trying to find this raven, and they'll get glimpses of the raven.
Yeah.
And then it will disappear. And they're like running down the cobblestone streets, and like, this is in Soho.
Yeah.
And like,
oh,
and
it's
then,
New York. Okay.
Yeah. And then it'll like get rained on. They're caught in the rain. All these fun, like, different.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
And finally, near the end, she's like, I never thought to ask you, Alistair, what is the raven leading you to? And he was like,
drugs.
No, Kathleen.
I would follow a raven for drugs, too. If they were pure.
He's like.
If they were organic.
He's like, pure, uncut cocaine rock.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. Oh, shit. I'm inside your head.
No. He's like, the raven is leading me to my true love. And she was like, oh, because she's disappointed. You
know? It should have been her.
Then, finally, the old crone appears in front of them, and she's like, you found her. You've been running after the raven all along, but you found the raven disappeared like 15 minutes ago because you found each other. You found her true love. And Alistair's like, oh, my gosh, it's you. And then, like, Freya St. John is like, oh, my gosh, it's me. And they go in to kiss, and she goes, wait. I barely even know you, and you didn't recognize me as your true love when you were looking for some other woman.
Swipe left.
You know
left.
What? Swipe left. And Alistair has to walk away dejected, and Freya St. John stays in control of her own life.
And then he changes his name to Danny because his name is Alistair.
Wow.
Not a great name.
You are so...
I'm so judgy
today. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bethany. That was a really compelling story. I'm sorry.
You are such a bitch.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, the end of the movie.
I'm so sorry.
The end of the movie is the song Immigrant Song.
I don't know that song.
Okay, hold on. You're going to love this song.
I'm sure I won't, but go ahead.
You're going to love it. Hold on. Hold on. Wait for it to kick in.
It's not a holiday song. It's supposed to be a holiday plot line.
Okay, fine. Hold on.
You failed. You failed our assignment.
You will hold on.
The only Christmas part is that her family was killed at a holiday murder mystery party.
I have your Christmas present in here, and there's a bell on it. So this is the end song as we pull away.
You can't just make a song Christmas by playing a bell over it.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm Bethany Watson. So the camera pulls out as she's like, I disapprove of this man that I didn't want. Merry freaking Christmas.
Still not Christmas.
I'm in charge of my own life.
It's not a holiday story.
I don't need no man.
There's no Santa.
Yeah. Wah. And then she struts back into her bookstore.
I just changed the channel. I'm watching something on demand now.
And now we cut to the credits, and it's just blood splashed across the scene.
I'm watching
everyone's names.
I'm watching Home Alone 2 on demand now. I'm not watching this.
And you know who she ends up with?
What?
Nicolas Cage. And introducing Nicolas Cage as himself.
You have a sick sense of Christmas. You have a sick sense of Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Your sense of Christmas is dark and it's fucked up, and I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore.
If you edit any part of my story out, I'm ending this podcast. I'm setting this podcast on fire. What's your holiday story? I bet it's dumb.
Totally 100% original. I have three of them. So I'm going to...
What the hell, three?
They're very short. Ready? The first one. A little boy loses his parents in a dark alleyway on the eve of Christmas. They were shot by a villain who would eventually go on to take the persona of a clown whose tagline is, Why so sad?
Batman, that's Batman. Your
and
story
then
is Batman.
Every year on Christmas, in his adult life, the little boy dresses like a swole-ass bat and delivers Christmas presents to orphans and girls all around Gotham City.
Okay, so literally that's Batman.
Nope.
You didn't even change the name of the city.
Nope, that's a
wow.
different. It's a different. All right, here's number two.
You're mad at me?
A human girl and a vampire boy fall into forbidden love.
Twilight, you're talking about Twilight.
On the first night of Hanukkah, she's invited over to his house and discovers that his whole family is an extremely good-looking bunch of sexy vampires.
Mazel tov.
Then Santa appears and reminds her that she can never reveal their secret.
What?
Santa then pulls a present out of his sack for her, and it's a super hot werewolf boy who avenges to protect her forever.
Is this, are they celebrating Hanukkah or Santa?
They're both, Bethany. They're vampires. They can do whatever they want.
Okay, so you watch Twilight.
Okay, third one. This is my last one. A girl named Katie moves from Africa to Michigan on December 1st.
This is Mean Girls. You're talking about Mean Girls.
She makes it her mission to spread Christmas joy and Jesus' love to all the groups of girls, but they are very mean. She tries to teach them the ways of the Lord.
Would you call them Mean Girls?
She even helps them prepare a musical number for the pageant at school, where they all dress like Mrs. Claus in her traditional garb of a short skirt and cleavage-revealing red top.
Mrs. Claus is dressed like a slut.
Their plans go awry when the meanest of girls gets hit by Santa's sleigh outside of the school. She breaks her spine. Luckily, on Christmas Eve, there's a dance at school, and they all come to their senses when Katie is crowned the holiday queen.
You know, at least I came up with an original story.
No, mine are original.
Your three
so origi-
are
all
just
them.
Other movies that no. you watched and added Jesus to a couple.
No, they're not. They're original ideas, Bethany.
Okay.
I have another original idea.
Really?
I do. A man loses his wife right before Christmas. He tells his story of love and loss on a radio show, and a woman named Annie falls in love with him while listening to his story on Christmas Eve night. Then, as she's listening to the radio show, she writes him a letter and says, "Meet me at the top of the Empire State Building on Valentine's Day." They fall in love. Sleigh Bells in Seattle.
I think it's called Sleepless in Seattle.
No, that's Sleigh Bells in Seattle. Sleigh Bells in Seattle.
Please hold.
No! Stop it! You like my stories! You like my stories. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus!
New year, new skincare. That's what Mama always said.
That is what Mama always said.
Uh-huh. And that's why we love partnering up with BioClarity, because it's a clean and green skincare line that has products that just work.
This time of year sucks because the weather changes and makes your skin cold and dry and cracky. So it's time to change your skincare routine.
Yeah. Clean skincare doesn't necessarily mean more expensive. BioClarity strives to create affordable options that are healthier for your skin and the environment.
So they have two routines to fit your skincare needs. The Clear Skin Routine, which is for oily or breakout prone skin.
Yeah.
Or the Essentials Routine, which is for normal skin and just everyday use. They have an easy to use 3-step regimen and products that are uniquely formulated to nourish your skin with clean plant-based ingredients. The routines also include that super special ingredient we tell you about, Floralux, which is made from the chlorophyll from plants. It helps with redness and hyperpigmentation and evening out your skin tone and texture.
I was having some issues with like my skin flaring up and just like being a little bit red in general. So I invested in their ultra calming routine. They have this ultra calming serum that I put on after I get out of the shower in the morning. Yeah. It just feels so good. And I've noticed a huge difference in terms of redness and texture in my skin.
Their products are also 100% vegan, cruelty-free, non-toxic, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. 100% risk-free, money-back guarantee. Your aunt who finds fault with everything you do, she won't even be able to find fault with their products.
No, she's going to love it.
She's awful normally, but she's going
to
love this.
So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com.
I use their Clear Skin Routine because my skin is the skin of a 13-year-old girl. And I really love the fact that it contains cucumber and green tea and chamomile that just sort of makes my whole skin feel good.
Yes.
Not feel as like tight and itchy the way that some acne fighters can make your skin feel. So even better, all of these products are actually affordable. And so right now for our listeners, you can save 15% off everything on their website.
That's an incredible deal.
Totally. But you have to enter our code ACQUIRED at checkout. ACQUIRED.
So go to BioClarity.com and get 15% off of everything on their website when you use our code ACQUIRED at checkout.
Again, that's BioClarity.com, keyword ACQUIRED at checkout. That's going to get you 15% off everything, and your skin is going to say thank you.
Holiday quiz, you ready?
Go.
Per a recent holiday fad, what spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa, and who's been naughty and who's been nice?
Elf on a stupid shelf.
It is. First of all, parents spend a lot of time and energy like making the elf be really naughty with like marshmallow poops and like toilet paper strung across the house. I don't understand it.
I don't get it. Also, like, shouldn't your kids behave Because they're supposed to, and like you, I don't know, put some boundaries up on them.
One of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day. Which reindeer is that?
Valentino.
No, Cupid.
Oh, I was thinking.
Which Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892?
Le Nutcracker.
Le Nutcracker. Okay, French accent for a Russian play or
whatever. Oh, sorry. Comrade Nutcracker.
Which animated 2004 film is about a train that carries kids to the North Pole on Christmas Eve?
Polar Express.
Yes. We were just talking about that. Which Christmas edible is known for its long shelf life?
Fruit caca.
Fruit caca. It is fruit caca.
I love fruitcake.
It's so hard. You can kill somebody with a fruitcake.
I love it. Send me all your fruitcake.
What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
White Christmas.
White Christmas. So, you know, people sometimes are looking for ways to shake up the holidays. Maybe you're not celebrating with your family this year. You're celebrating with your chosen family. Maybe you want some new things.
It would be a godsend not to celebrate with my family.
So here are some new ways to celebrate the holidays.
I kid.
Want to celebrate like it's the Great Depression?
Uh-huh.
Sure you do. Okay, so during the Great Depression, everything that you got as a gift was homemade or homegrown.
That's cool.
Right? So moms and grandmas would make dresses and aprons for their girls from flour sacks. Mm-hmm. And then boys got socks and maybe gloves.
Okay, cute.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Hand knitted.
The girls just, they had cold hands.
Yeah.
Or they didn't go outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Christmas Day, here's what you're going to do. You're going to wake up.
Okay.
You're going to check to see what presents there are, and then you're going to open them.
Rise and shine.
Yeah. Then you're going to get dressed. You're going to go to church.
Yeah.
Either walking there or going in a mule-drawn wagon, whichever.
Mule-drawn?
Yeah, mule-drawn wagon.
Okay.
So after church, you either go home, you go to a relative's house mm-hmm. for Christmas dinner. The men would sit around, play cards. The women combined all the food everyone brought, potluck style, because it's the Depression, and then they cooked.
I like that idea.
Right. So here's what your dinner would be in the Great Depression.
Peas.
This is from the book A Square Meal, A Culinary History of the Great Depression. Culinary. Sounds like a great read.
Mm-hmm.
A pot of cider on the stovetop with apple-flavored moonshine in it.
Oh, that sounds delicious and also dangerous.
Yeah. Your appetizer, tomato juice poured straight out of the can with a sprig of curly parsley.
Oh.
Creamed spinach. Duck with peanut stuffing.
Oh.
Salad dressed with oil, vinegar, red, and green peppers.
Okay.
White wine.
Okay.
And for dessert, plum pudding made with raisins, walnuts, and gelatin.
That meal's not depressing at all.
Not awful.
Sounds delicious.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Want to celebrate like it's King John's Christmas feast in England of 1213? Sure you do.
That's a long-ass time ago.
Yeah.
Here's 1213.
What you need to order for your feast.
Okay.
24 hogshead of wine.
Hogshead?
What's a hogshead? I don't know.
Is it like a pig's head filled with wine?
I don't know.
Is it kind of like those Pinterest things where people put flowers inside of pumpkins?
Maybe like a cornucopia. Maybe. Order 24 cornucopias of wine.
Okay.
200 head of pork. 1,000 hens. 500 pounds of wax.
Oh.
50 pounds of pepper.
What's a wax for?
I'm guessing food preparation or sealing of the food.
Or candles?
Or candles.
Okay.
2 pounds of saffron. Saffron. 100 pounds of almonds.
Almonds.
And then 10,000 salt eels is what he served at his Christmas feast
in
England.
So no one was a vegetarian.
Mm. No.
And if you have saffron, where's the rice?
I don't know. It's 1213. Okay. I don't know.
He didn't
text me and tell me, Kathleen.
They didn't have a balanced diet. Clearly, they hadn't invented the nutritional triangle.
Want to celebrate Christmas like you're living in Scandinavia from the 16th and 17th centuries?
Oh, yes, please.
Sure you do. You're going to need to build a giant Yule goat so you can scare children.
Is it like the Yule log?
No, very different. Mm. Here's how you're going to build your Yule goat.
Okay, so it's not like a real animal.
No, you're creating it.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to take 2 long poles.
Okay.
On the upper end of one of the poles, you're going to build a super scary goat head with jaws that open or close as you control them. Now, as you open and close them, they must make a terrible scary noise.
Oh.
At the end of the...
There's no batteries back then. How does that happen?
Chains.
Oh.
Some chains in there, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah. So then at the end of the other pole, that's going to be your tail. You're going to put jingling bells because it's Christmas.
Jing, 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 jing.
Yeah.
By the way, I just looked up what the word Yule means.
Yeah.
Just an archaic term for Christmas.
Oh, great. Hmm. Now, next step. Cover yourself in fur.
Mm.
You're gonna take your costume.
Okay.
You're going to go inside the house. You are going to attack every single present there is, shouting as you do this. You are going to demand pieces of bread or cake or cheese. When you get them, thank the people by moving the tail of the Yule goat so the bells jingle. Like, you're happy.
No, because you've now received presents and milk
food.
And cheese.
Yeah. But if anyone does not give you bread or cake or cheese, attempt to hit them with the pole that makes up the tail of your Yule goat costume.
You know what? I feel like I already know this character, this person.
Really?
I think your nieces might refer to her as Aunt Bethany.
Wow. They call me Aunt Bebe, thank you very much. When this pantomime character has thus jumped around and greeted everyone seated around the table, hurry and jump out as if you are dancing.
But how is this a holiday tradition? This is just somebody dressing up like a mean goat.
It was a holiday tradition in Scandinavia from the 16th and 17th centuries.
Being mean to everybody.
That's Scandinavia for you.
Everybody has one of these in their family.
It's true. Want to celebrate Christmas like Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Wait, let me guess. Like a 14-karat gold tablecloth?
No, much simpler than that.
5 Nick Cannon lookalikes. A partridge and and some twins.
You're far off.
All right.
Number one, fly to Aspen. Number two, rent 1 or 2 horse-drawn sleighs, depending on how many of you are in Aspen this year. Number three.
This sounds lovely.
Ride around in your warmest clothes because it's nighttime and you're choosing to be outside.
All white fur.
Faux fur, please.
Faux fur.
Number four, ride around in the horse-drawn sleigh under the stars. Drink cocoa with butterscotch schnapps in it to stay warm. Number five, sing at the top of your lungs.
I want to be Mariah Carey's friend.
That's her Christmas.
God damn it. Do you think that, I mean, because I'm sure it's a hassle getting the presents out for the twins all the way to Aspen.
Yeah.
Do you think that at some point when you're a little kid, if you know you're rich, I'm sure that they know that they're wealthy, that you don't even need presents on Christmas because you just get everything else you want the rest of the year?
You still demand presents.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. She probably has people fly out with her gifts.
Yeah, I'm sure. And
I want to be Mariah Carey.
No, she is very extra in every way. Lastly, this one is for you, Kathleen.
Okay.
Would you like to celebrate Christmas like Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, come on. You know the answer is yes.
Okay. Here's what you're going to do.
Okay.
Number one, you have to win an Academy Award.
Oh.
Because number two, you have to buy tiny hats and scarves.
For your Academy
Because
Award.
Number three, based on an interview she did, you have to let your children dress your Oscar statue up so he doesn't get cold in the winter with tiny hats and scarves.
No, she doesn't.
She sure does.
It's actually kind of cute, but it's also like, your mother is an Oscar model. And don't you forget, mommy buys the gifts, not Santa.
That's how you can celebrate the holidays this year.
And yeah, probably in Nashville too, and saying things like, y'all. And I have her cookbook. I have her grandma's recipes in that cookbook.
How'd that go? Are they hard or easy?
I haven't made any of them yet.
Actually, speaking of being extra for the holidays, I think I can say this because I'm already home by the time this is coming out, so it won't ruin anything. But for the last several years, I have wrapped all of my presents for my family in wrapping paper with my own face on it. And we've been recycling that same wrapping paper for years.
Okay.
But we finally ran out because after a while, the pieces get smaller and smaller and they fall apart more and more.
Yeah.
This year I had to make a new batch.
Let me see your wrapping paper.
Brand new wrapping paper.
Let me see this. Stop it. Bethany. Bethany just handed me her phone so I could see the wrapping paper. It is quite literally.
It's 4 of my headshots.
It's just headshots of you with a blue background. And this is the wrapping. Bethany, you didn't even make it holiday-ish with some holly or some
I didn't have any holiday-themed headshots.
Well, I could have put graphics on there for you. You could have put graphics on there. I know you can do that kind of stuff.
Anyway.
That's an amazing idea.
That's so I'll post pictures.
That's amazing.
Thanks, man. That's what happens when you have no children but income.
All right. Can I tell you what I learned?
Yes.
Fun facts about Christmas.
Okay. So you Googled what did I learn.
I Googled what did I learn. Yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving, not Christmas.
What?
Yeah. The song was written in 1857. It was originally titled One Horse Open Sleigh. It was supposed to be played at the composer's Sunday school class during Thanksgiving as a way to commemorate the famed Medford sleigh races.
Oh.
It sounds like England. Anyway, it was later renamed Jingle Bells. It was also the first song that was ever played in space.
Really? That's surprising. You would think it would be like Beatles or I don't know, Space Oddity or something.
Can I tell you one more crazy fact?
Please.
Rudolph's red nose is probably the result of a parasitic infection in his respiratory system.
Okay, it's not a real story.
That's a real thing.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
I hope he gets better.
Man, do you think it's in his poopies?
Probably.
Also, another fun fact about Christmas. Actually, yeah. This one's kind of sad. 2 weeks before Christmas is one of the two most popular times for couples to break up during the year.
When is it?
2 weeks before Christmas. Because you don't want to buy presents.
You don't want to buy presents for them.
I know.
But you really did wait a little bit too long.
It's fucked up.
You should do it right before Thanksgiving.
In Japan, people traditionally eat KFC for dinner for Christmas.
That sounds good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, if you're into meat.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
So this has nothing to do with the holidays. But I learned that if you need to give your cat a bath and you don't have cat-specific pet wash...
Yeah.
First of all, you should get cat-specific pet wash.
Yeah, I have it.
Their fur is real. Their skin is super, super sensitive.
Yeah.
But if you're in a pinch, you can either use baby shampoo or you can use Castile, like pure Castile soap.
Oh,
is that
yes.
how you pronounce Castile?
Yeah, Castile or something
Castile.
Like that. Yeah.
Because it's the pH is closer to like a neutral or whatever the cat's skin can handle.
I have to give my cat a bath every day. You know why? Because he steps in his poo every single day.
Yeah.
Did you have to give your cats a poo bath?
I had to give my cats a bath a couple days ago, which is why I have...
scratches. Oh, shit.
A long scratch betwixt my breasts.
Oh, Bethany, that's kind of scarring. You can tell people you got heart surgery.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yeah, so you just use really, really, really gentle soap. But if you have time to go get soap, just get that better. So,
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
With a scar.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Yes.
We hope you have a happy holidays.
I hope your Christmas and your Hanukkah or whatever you're celebrating this holiday season is going smoothly.
Yep.
And you're not having a mild panic attack like both Bethany and I are.
Yeah. Also, don't forget that if someone in your family or friends are rude to you, you don't have to take it. You don't have to put up with that.
And if you have a car and you're sober, you can drive home.
Yeah, drive home.
Yeah.
Drive away.
Peace out.
Or just go to the Dunkin'.
Do what Jesus would have done. He would have smiled and just turned and walked away.
Yeah, because guess what?
Yeah.
You don't need to listen to that kind of crap, especially on the holidays, because you know what? You deserve better, Megan.
Get your gifts before you leave mom's house, Megan. Like, don't leave your gifts there.
No, yeah. Get the gifts.
Yeah.
Throw them all in a bag.
Someone got you some, like, really nice stuff, so. Mm-hmm.
So maybe you don't want to do it in a huff. Maybe you want to, like, get ready, because you see it coming. You, like, get everything ready, and you, like, get ready to go.
Yeah.
And then the blow-up happens, and then you leave in a huff.
You leave in a huff.
With the bag. No one gets to talk crap to you. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
I'm at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm Miss Bethany Watson, MS Bethany Watson on Instagram. I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter.
If you want to follow this podcast on Twitter, you can do so at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, check out the fan group. We have so many wonderful people in there.
You can send us physical mail. We got some lovely packages. I want to give a shout out to Ariana, who sent us these gorgeous Christmas ornaments from, is it Curacao?
Yeah, from her trip to Curacao.
Which are gorgeous. And then who sent us these gorgeous keys?
Oh,
these
let
made
me
so
you.
Happy. I love these. They're like skeleton key Christmas ornaments, but they're actually bottle openers, and they make me happy because you know I love a skeleton key.
Those are from Desi, and she wrote us a really delightful long letter to go with those keys. Thank you, Desi, for the keys.
Thank you.
And we have a whole stack of Christmas cards right here that Bethany and I are going to go through after we record this podcast.
Yes.
Thank you so much to everyone who sent us all of your very delightful cards. I've opened some of them already, and there's like pets on the front of them cute babies. And it warms our hearts so much. We don't deserve you, taste buds.
We really don't.
Honestly and truly.
I got some amazing birthday cards and gifts as well, which is so, so generous. So if that is something that interests you, P.O. Box 1717 Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
And every week we play your voicemails at the end of each podcast. So you can leave us a voicemail by calling us at 917-994-0353. That number is also on our Instagram and our Twitter page, so you can find that there. It's the end of the year.
Leave us
voicemails for your wishes for yourself for the year 2020.
Yes.
Or maybe something you're leaving behind that you want to say peace out to.
Totally.
Right? Or, you know, resolutions or whatever.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Ooh, that felt good.
Good.
We talked about this last podcast, so I just want to give you guys a quick reminder. We're having a contest of sorts, a giveaway.
Yes.
And we're giving away our sweatshirt from our March collection, the one that says Introvert Club.
Yes.
I love that sweatshirt. All you have to do is go to wherever you listen to this podcast, whether that be iTunes or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave a review. take a screenshot and email us that review. We are closing this contest out on January 1st.
Yes. If you've already left us a review before, thank you. Just take a screenshot of that review and mail it in to us. Lastly, we do have merch. And so if you want to go to, it's through the company Don't Forget to Be Awesome. It's author John Green's company. So if you go to DFTBA.com, that stands for Don't Forget to Be Awesome, DFTBA.com, and then just search Acquired Taste, our merch will pull up right there.
Yeah, it's also on our website, Acquired Taste Podcast, and it is the link in our bio on our Instagram page.
All right. This is our last episode. No, we have one more for 2019.
Yeah,
right?
We have one more. We have a bonus episode coming out after this one, right before the new year.
All right.
So be on the lookout for that, Taste Buds.
All right. This is what you all had to say this week.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, Taste Buds. This is Santa Claus, and I have a joke for you. Why is Santa always so damn jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty adults live.
Hey, ladies. It is Brianna from Jacksonville, Florida. And I just wanted to call and let you know, Kathleen, Netflix, Virgin River, you were not kidding. That show is amazing. I've been sitting 2 days at my desk at work. Don't tell anybody. But it is perfect. It's like This Is Us. And the main character is from This Is Us. Had a little Grey's Anatomy. The other main character is from Grey's Anatomy. It was so good and the perfect mix of everything. And it definitely made me think of The Heart of Pixie. Great suggestion. Keep them coming. And Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you Taste Buds celebrate. I hope you enjoy your time off of work.
Merry Christmas, happy holiday, happy new year from Sabrina in Red Bank, New Jersey. I just want to say for everybody listening that if it's hard, it's okay. You made it through and you will continue to make it through. And I am glad that you're here. Merry Christmas.
Hi, buds. I just wanted to call. I'm sitting on the couch right now watching A Christmas Story for the third time this season. Trying to calm myself down a little bit. We are telling our families that my husband and I are expecting a baby. So I'm just trying to calm my nerves a little bit. Just wishing everybody happy holidays. And whatever you're doing, I hope that you feel loved and secure.
Hey, Taste Buds, it's Caitlin. I hope everyone's doing well during this season, getting your flu shots in if you like that. I don't know. Anyway, I was calling because I just discovered a new alcoholic Christmas drink, and it is hot chocolate and coconut rum. I know what you're thinking. You think I'm crazy, but hear me out. It was delicious. If you like those, like, Mounds candies, or if you like Girl Scout Samoas, it was so good because I didn't want to get hot chocolate with whipped cream vodka because I'm not a vodka person. But if you are a rum person and you like hot chocolate and they have coconut rum, put those two together. You got yourself a merry little Christmas and a happy new year.
Hello, this is Santa Claus again. You want to know how Santa stays STD-free? He always wraps his package before shoving it down the chimney.
Hey, Spuds, it's Amanda calling from Philadelphia, and I know I'm going to hate this when I hear it back. Happy holidays! I am stuck at work, one of the only people here, looking at a city that's completely dead, and I just wanted to chime in and thank you guys for all that you've done over the last year for me, whether it's through the Facebook group or just encouraging me through your words and just identifying. You guys truly feel like friends in my head, and I thank you, and I hope you guys have a great new year, and that all the rest of the Taste Buds do, too. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Hi, ladies. This is Taylor from New Jersey. So I just listened to your episode about the Uncanny Valley, and I needed to call and talk about this movie that Channing Tatum was in. So I used to love, love, love him. But then he was in this movie with Mila Kunis called Jupiter Ascending, and he was part dog, and it really freaked me out. And now I'm no longer attracted to him because he was part dog. It was super weird. So that's all. Go see the movie. Bye.
Oh, boys and girls, taste buds of all regions, you know that's not a candy cane in my pocket. I'm just very happy to see you. Merry Christmas!
Hi, Taste Buds and Bethany and Kathleen. This is Diana calling from the Northeast Kingdom in Vermont. And I just wanted to wish all of you guys a happy holiday. Bye.
Hey, ladies. It's Taste Bud Kelsey from Texas. I was calling because I just finished the latest podcast, and it's funny that Kathleen was talking about cinnamon. So I was watching Chopped the other day, and it turns out you can actually use the leaves from the cinnamon tree to cook. Oh my gosh, I didn't think anybody else would mention like the cinnamon tree. Anyway, hope you ladies have a great holiday. Bye.
Hello, Taste Buds. Guess who it is again? That's right, Santa Claus. Why did the Grinch rob the liquor store? He was desperate for some holiday spirit.
Good morning, ladies. This is Kim from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, also known for my rotisserie chicken story, if you remember that. I just wanted to call and wish Bethany, Kathleen, and all of the Taste Buds a very happy holiday season and a tremendous 2020. Have a great day, girls.
Hey, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Ariana. So here's a little funny holiday story for you. So yesterday, on December 23rd, I was finishing up wrapping up all my presents. I went to PetSmart to get a toy for my dog and for my sister's new puppy. So I come home and I wrap up the dog's presents because, of course, I'm that person. I wrap the dog's presents too. And I put them under the tree. We had a stack of presents under our tree. A few minutes later, I hear some rustling and crinkling, and I look at my dog, and she found only the present for my sister's puppy. She did not touch any of the other presents. Why is my dog smarter than some humans that I know? Anyway, happy holidays to you lovely ladies. I love you so much. Looking forward to hearing from you in the new year. And happy holidays to all the Taste Buds.
Hello, Taste Buds. Guess who it is again? It's Santa Claus. Well, I have one final joke for you this Christmas. Why doesn't Santa have any of his own children? Well, because he only comes once a year. I'm so naughty.